This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's another hour of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, brought to you today by our friends of the North Dakota Safety Council, a private nonprofit who, together with WSI, Workforce Safety and Insurance, get up every day with one goal in mind: save lives, prevent injuries. Simple as that. That's what they do. In the case of WSI, obviously working with employers and providing insurance for the what-ifs, which are a good peace of mind, safety net, and of course, North Dakota Safety Council, day in and day out, doing training. They all do training. A lot of good training. So check out the websites, find out more about that. But we were last week doing a little first aid training ourselves. Yeah. Nothing like play-by-play of CPR on the radio time. How'd I do? I guess we did Facebook.
You did fine, yeah.
NDSC.org is their website. Check that out. There's also Live at 25 defensive driving courses right now coming up. Williston, days away, April 7th. Defensive driving course, Grand Forks, April 13th. Bismarck, April 8th. NDSC.org, or to register for training, check out WSI's calendar at workforcesafety.com. They're hosting two education sessions in Bismarck on loss control services, offerings and safety discount programs is April 16th, 2 to 4, April 17th, 9 to 11. So, again, WSI at workforcesafety.com. All right, busy day today, and we're going to catch up with Governor Doug Burgum, who is in Washington, D.C. He was in the neighborhood first for the USS North Dakota, then down to D.C. yesterday, spending most of the day at the White House. Today, an honorary pallbearer, actually, for a fellow by the name of Fred Malik. Fred Malik, longtime Republican activist, I guess he did about everything. Worked for about every president. I think he's the founder of the Republican Governors Association and just a, you know, one of those statesmen of the conservative cause and Republican Party in North Dakota. So the governor honored to be asked to be an honorary pallbearer. As a friend of his, that's happening today. But the White House meetings are what we're going to talk about, and that is on criminal justice reform, prison reform, a celebration of the First Step Act. Governor, you've been there before. You're there again. Tell us a little bit about what's been happening and what's new.
Well, it's really remarkable, and this is one of the major policy achievements that's occurred with this administration. It's been done with deep bipartisan support, and it's happened really underneath the radar of all the noise that comes out of Washington, D.C. But as you recall, it was last August where President Trump and senior officials, Jared Kushner, who is leading this effort, along with other cabinet-level officials, including Secretary of Labor Acosta and former Governor of Texas Rick Perry, they invited a handful of governors, five of us last year, to get together in August and talk about this idea. And as I shared with you then, the president was going to meet with us for 20 minutes. It turned into an hour and a half. He, you know, asked about 50 questions in an hour and a half and tough questions. And that meeting got recalled today by Jared. And apparently that meeting was one of the turning points where the president decided to charge ahead, and that was in August. And in December, the First Step Act was passed, and which is the most significant federal prison reform bill that's been done in decades. Things that people thought would never ever accomplish. And today, we're at the White House, and on stage with him, he had six individuals who had been serving egregiously long sentences, 20, 30, 40 year sentences for small crimes, and they were being released under this, and they're back in the workforce and they're working, and these individuals were on the stage and it was fantastic. They were they were articulate, they were emotional, they were grateful. It was really something. And one of them, every one of them spoke. The president gave up the podium and let each of these folks, take the podium, and one of them, brought the house down, because he said, 3 months ago I was in prison, and now I'm at the White House that's one way to make America great again.
Oh, that's so great. You know, this really is about hope, right? And you probably should explain, you know, the method to this, because as I understand it, you know, this is a program available to individuals. They have to opt in, right? It isn't just, you don't just pick everybody in the prison population. You know, certain crimes, they have to opt in. But for those people that have been reformed already from their time there and now want to have some hope and find a way out, it really is, it's a bright light. And I think also, you know, part of our answer to the workforce crisis that we have as well, because these are productive folks that would appreciate the second chance. But talk a little bit about what happens with this act.
Well, and you're exactly right, Scott, on what you're saying. And it was really the whole feeling in the room. Sometimes you can just have a feeling in the room. And it was about human dignity. And it was about respecting people. And it was about justice. It was about the things that our country is really, you know, founded on. And what was, you know, deeply represented in the room were the faith-based organizations, because lots of these folks have been working on this thing for 20 or 30 years to try to resolve some of the injustice there. We had people from law enforcement there, because everybody agrees if you've got, you know, chronic violent offenders, that's what the prison system is for. But if we have, in the case, if we've got, you know, somebody's grandma locked up for a petty crime that she did, 30 years ago, and when, you know, when she's out of prison for less than a week and can get a job, working at organizations that are doing what they call second chance, hiring. I mean, talked to one of the other governors here today, and, you know, they've got, some of the states have got 500 private sector companies signed up to do the second chance hiring. And so it is really about that we are a country that believes in redemption. We believe in forgiveness. I mean, if you think about all the, you know, the faith-based communities are all based on the idea of forgiveness, and there's an element here. And then, but the thing that matters, which people then say, well, we're letting people out of prison, isn't that going to make our communities less safe? Well, it turns out if you have the right kind of programs for preparing people to leave and the right kind of programs to support them, like we're doing in North Dakota with Free Through Recovery, where we're providing peer support, hooking people up with the appropriate services to help them find a job, get a driver's license, find a place to live. If you do that, then people don't commit a crime because they have a job, they have income, and they don't do the kinds of things that leads to recidivism and ending up back into the system. And in North Dakota, we're paying $41,000 a year for someone who's in a state prison. Federally, the number is even higher than that. So this is one of these wonderful things that where there was some of the left-leaning liberals were there and some of the hardest core, you know, conservatives there. Governor Rick Perry, now the Secretary of Energy, he is, when he was governor for 10 years of Texas, he signed, you know, more, you know, death penalty, you know, capital punishment, orders than any other governor in history, and he's for this thing. And so this is about being, instead of being tough on crime, this, you know, tough on crime for 30 years was very tough on taxpayers. This is about being smart on crime, and it's about using the resource of a prison system for the people that really need it. And it's about redemption and education and rehabilitation for the people that made a mistake, that have an opportunity to come back and live a life, you know, and get reconnected with their family and with their kids and not to send that cycle, down into the next generation, which we know happens, you know. More time in prison isn't good for families, and it isn't good for the next generation. And it really wasn't good for lowering crime, because if people come out of prison with being officially discriminated against in terms of, you know, no housing, no job, no license, some states, you know, people wouldn't even allow people to get, you know, food stamps or qualify for other programs to help them get back on their feet again. So, you know, realizing that we were doing it the wrong way and now doing it the right way, it's, you know, we're saving at the federal level, saving hundreds of millions of dollars and creating an opportunity for tens of thousands of people that really, you know, should not be in prison to have an opportunity to get back and be a productive part of society.
One of the reasons that you and the First Lady were invited to participate in this again is that North Dakota has some innovative prison reforms going on. Talk a little bit about specifically how those are working in North Dakota and the programs.
Well, I think that in the First Lady, of course, has been invited to the White House now, I think, six or seven times, but it's because it's so interrelated. I mean, in North Dakota, 80% of the people involved with our correction system have had a involvement with the disease of addiction. And a disease of addiction can be the base the base source of why people, commit crimes, to help support that addiction. And, you know, we can't, you know, treat a healthcare problem with punishment. It doesn't work. I mean, you can't, you know, lock somebody up for having cancer or diabetes and expect them to get any better. And you really can't lock up somebody with an addiction and expect them to get better if you're not providing treatment. So the one of the programs that's been launched last year in conjunction with the North Dakota Human Services Behavioral Health Department and with Pam Sagnus, the great work she's doing, Leanne Birch, the great work she's doing as head of corrections, is an effort called Free Through Recovery, where when people come out of the correction system, they get paired with a peer support specialist who matches them up with the appropriate support services. And what's different and unique about North Dakota and why other states are looking at us is the people that are doing the peer support are getting paid for outcomes. So,
very interesting. I like when people get paid for outcomes. Governor, hold tight. We need to take a break. Come back with more on What's on Your Mind. 11:30 this morning, live coverage on 550 KFIRE of press conference from Mandan for more details on the homicide of four individuals at RJR. Stay tuned.
Hi, everybody. Steve Hallstrom here from the Need to Know Morning Show. I want to tell you about the really great chairs we have in our new studio. We talked with InterOffice Workspace Furniture, and they helped us select the Aeron chair from Herman Miller. Man, is this thing amazing. I think some doctors must have designed this chair because it's got some really great features. They say it empowers the body, and I'm not going to argue with them. I can put that chair up high. I can adjust the lumbar support. I kind of like a chair that doesn't lean back real easy, but has a little bit of give to it. I've got this thing dialed in just perfectly, so I can stay comfortable for a long shift on the air. This chair is available in three sizes. You can get the granddaddy, and then you can get something nice and small if you've got a smaller space. Scotty and I both use the same chair. He can adapt it the way he wants it. I've got it the way I want to. And you can find out how to get one at your office. The Aeron chair from Herman Miller. And the only place to get them in North Dakota is at InterOffice Workspace Furniture and Design. Locations in Fargo and Bismarck.
Agriculture and ethanol are one. How do we know? We ask farmers, including Paul Thomas. Paul, talk a little bit about the value you derive from ethanol.
Ethanol is what drives the value of me being able to truck my corn an extra 50, 60 miles to an ethanol plant and get a little higher price for it. But then in turn, also the DDGs that come out of that ethanol plant also go to the feedlots, provide a high protein source of feed for their cattle that's mixed with the corn. And then the ethanol itself, you know, ends up in all our local pumps, reduces the price we pay for gas.
What happens if ethanol is no more? How would that affect you?
Removing ethanol and removing the corn in our diversified systems will just put more pressure on all the other crops we grow by increasing the supply and having a negative effect on prices on every single crop. You know, it's not just going to lower the price of corn. In all reality, it's going to lower the prices of every single commodity we grow.
Agriculture and ethanol are one. Just ask farmers. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What's in Your Mind is powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com. If you can't open a sunroof on what you got now or getting into those temperatures, we're going to get into the 60s this weekend. Time to upgrade. Get yours at Schwann Buick GMC.com.
Taking building the wall into our own hands. Tomorrow on What's on Your Mind, we're going to talk with the person behind the GoFundMe account that raised $2 million in a nanosecond for building the wall. And the effort continues. A good vet on that job. Look forward to that conversation. Also later today on this program, we're going to chat with Chris Bird from Point of View. Lots of ground to cover with him. And also tell you about the West River Vet Clinic in Hettinger. They're celebrating 50 years of service. One of our listeners said, hey, Scott, this is a great story. Why don't you talk about it? So we're going to today on What's on Your Mind. Continuing our chat now with Governor Doug Burgum from the White House, talking about the efforts by Governor Burgum and First Lady Catherine Burgum, specifically on some reforms here that legislatures passed that come to be known here. Also some things happening on criminal justice reform, prison reform, a nationwide celebration of the First Step Act. So the governor talking a little bit about our prison reentry programs here and how they work.
If someone that a peer support specialist is supporting gets a job, then they get paid more. If they find a place to live, they get paid more. If they get their driver's license, they get paid more. So these are called the social determinants of success. And if people are achieving those measurable objectives, like a job, a place to live, and transportation, if you do that, they're way, way, way less likely to be back committing a crime, and therefore they're not going to be back in a system where we're paying for their health care and paying $41,000 a year. They're going to be in the system doing a job, paying taxes, and being part of society. And so there have been about 900 people already in North Dakota that have participated in this in the last year, and there's just dialogue and discussion going on in the legislature right now about expanding this to not be about just people coming out of the correction system, coming out of prison, but this would be a chance for us to apply these same success factors to people that might be headed into prison, so we could use it as a diversion tactic for first-time offenders for nonviolent addiction-related crimes and keep people out of the system. Because when, you know, people go into the system, it doesn't guarantee that they're going to get better. And of course, we're trying to make better neighbors, not better prisoners, because 99% of the people that go into prison in North Dakota come back out again. It's in all of our best interest for us to be investing money to make them into better neighbors and productive citizens, because being a model prisoner, who's a model prisoner when they're in prison, and then when they come out, don't have to participate in society, find themselves right back in prison again. And that's not the morally the right thing to do, and it's also the expensive thing to do.
As you find yourself, in the middle of this very important work, you know, talking about what North Dakota's doing, free through recovery, and the other things as well that have been passed even this session, and with the president celebrating the First Step Act, which of course does a lot of things to provide opportunities for these inmates to get the education they need, the training they need, and mentorship programs. Do you find yourself sitting back a little bit and saying, this is why I go through the blood, sweat, and tears of running for governor and being governor to be able to have this kind of an outcome?
Well, absolutely. And you're listening to a president who wouldn't have had to run for president. You're sitting behind Ivanka and Jared, Kushner, who's, he's, dedicated himself to this, to the impossible tax, the prison reform. I mean, they said, here's a guy who's not, he's not coming from the government sector. He's not a senator. He's not a congressman. He's not whatever, he'll never get it done. Jared got an ovation he got a standing ovation at the first meeting when he was with the president. It must have lasted a minute because everybody knows he's the guy that really drove and engineered, the whole First Step piece with the support of the president. But to see that, and then you look around the room and you look at the coalition. I mean, I was sitting next to Van Jones, who's been outspoken, a critic of the president at times on some things, and he's like, jumping on his feet and applauding and cheering, and everybody in the room is emotional, and people are, I mean, when you've got someone who's been let out of prison after 25 years saying, I want to give the president a hug, because I am so grateful, that you signed that bill and it's changing my life and I'm back with my, my family. I mean, those are the days when you say, hey, with people working hard and keeping the ideology out of the room and trying to focus on why we're doing this, which is to, change people's lives and do things better and smarter, not just do them because that's the way we've been doing them. When she spoke, I mean, she was, I think not just, changing hearts and changing minds. And that's what's really rewarding and really fun to be there and see that firsthand. And it's why this is democracy is a remarkable thing. And when it works, it's beautiful.
Well, you represent us well, as does the First Lady, everywhere you go. So we appreciate it very much, and always great to have our governor at the White House in the middle of making a difference. So thanks so much, Governor.
Well, and a shout-out to everybody on our team in North Dakota, because it's fun to have the president give a shout-out to North Dakota as one of the states. And he said we're trying to do it at the federal, because I know there's some states in this room that are out in front of us, and we don't want to let them get too far out in front of us, because I know they're making great changes. So, you know, again, having an administration that listens to and learns from the states, you know, from the platforms of innovation that are going on at the state level is really, really remarkable and really refreshing. And you know, gives me hope for our country, because sometimes you in a time of rapid change, you want to have decentralized approaches. And when I hear what people are doing in Michigan and Kentucky and Mississippi, it gets me motivated to come back, because I got a notebook full of ideas. We're doing great stuff here, but I got some ideas about some more stuff we can do to stay ahead of federal reform and catch up or lead some of the other states on how we're doing this.
That sounds great. Maybe the president better come see firsthand what's happening in North Dakota again. We'd take another visit soon, wouldn't we?
We absolutely would, and it was great having Secretary Acosta here last week, who's very, 73% of the people that entered the workforce last year are people that previously weren't participating in the workforce. So we're getting people off the bench and into the workforce. And, you know, and some of the people that are, you know, coming out of prison still have barriers to employment, whether it's overzealous licensing requirements or, again, some of the, housing or driver's license barriers, education barriers. So, you know, Acosta's been a fighter, bringing those down. It was great to have Congressman Kramer, or now Senator Kramer, bring Secretary Acosta here for a full day in both Fargo and Bismarck. That was great. And we had a chance today, Catherine and I, to invite both Jared and Ivanka here to talk about the work that they're doing, because Ivanka is also deeply involved in some of the workforce issues. And it's great to have an administration that knows about North Dakota and knows we're doing great work.
It sure is. Thanks again, Governor. Really appreciate the time on a busy night.
Thank you, Scott. Thanks for all you do, and have a great evening.
Governor Doug Burgum from the White House, and the reforms here getting the attention of the White House. I love that. I love the invite for Jared, Ivanka. Come on in, right?
Exactly.
Exactly right. That's great. All right. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at the University of Mary. We really want to encourage you to think about taking the first steps towards a fresh start this spring. Call the University of Mary, go online, check out their undergraduate, graduate, and certificate programs. They crank up again May 6th. Classes start every 5 weeks. Next set, May 6th, it begins. Learn more at umary.edu. Most courses are available online and in the evenings, so you choose the best way to learn while still working and fulfilling your other responsibilities. They can also help you tailor a plan where you take your past experience and include it in your individualized plan of study. Call them or go online.
Hey, friends, it's Matt the Pizza Guy from Pizza Corner Pizza. You know, over the last couple of months, I've had the opportunity to meet many of you, to chat with you over a piece of Pizza Corner Pizza, or to watch you make some basketball shots during our Turning Time Pizza promo. And I got to tell you, I loved every minute of it. I enjoy hearing your passion and loyalty to Pizza Corner Pizza. In some, I witnessed reluctance, which in most cases after a sample, turned to acceptance. And finally, I appreciated the candid conversations, which allowed both of us a better understanding of how to press on. So on behalf of all of us at Pizza Corner Pizza, we want to say thank you.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming land auctions include 4,800 acres of exceptional cropland and clay in Norman Counties in Minnesota. This offering features 28 parcels ranging in size from 80 to 320 acres. 25 of the 28 parcels have a soil productivity index in the 90s. This represents one of the best cropland offerings in a generation. This will be a Pfeiffer's online auction on May 3rd, 2019. Call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump says he doesn't mind waiting until after the 2020 election for Republicans to come up with a replacement for Obamacare. He says the GOP is developing what he calls a really great health care plan, but he adds a congressional vote won't be taken until the GOP holds the Senate and wins back the House. he hopes. Some Senate Democrats want to abolish the Electoral College and are expected to introduce a constitutional amendment this week that would do so. Hillary Clinton won the popular vote in 2016, but Donald Trump secured the presidency by winning the Electoral College tally. A final vote's expected today to send a state Senate bill to the Texas House that would bar all Texas cities and counties from doing any business with Planned Parenthood. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Before the top of the hour on What's On Your Mind, just a couple of things I want to say about the conversation we just had with the governor, and more specifically what he was at the White House to talk about regarding criminal justice reform and prisons reform and celebration of the First Step Act. Something I could never be in favor of is to say, here's someone that committed a crime, here is what their punishment should be, and okay, let's just open the gates of the prison and sort of forget. On the other hand, there are occasions when people, because of mandatory sentences and some other things, because of an addiction, do some things that puts them in jail. One bad thing that can be reformed and can go on and be productive members of society. Now, the trick is to say, look, we're not going to incarcerate our way out of any kind of crime problem, but if we can free up prison space and an enormous amount of expense with people who are willing to take treatment and willing to start fresh and find the, how did I get here? Deal with it. They first of all have to opt in before they get out. They have to say, I want to be part of that program. Then they're in the program in prison. Then they're released. So I think it makes good sense. I always get sort of nasty gram texts whenever this comes up. Why worry about a few criminals in North Dakota when you're letting 100,000 of them into the country a month? Well, that's a separate problem, but I think you free up some space for some of the folks that belong there. We don't have a democracy. Correct these guys when they say that, Scott. I don't know who said it. I don't remember who said it, but we do have a republic. You're absolutely right, no doubt about it. Here's one reason why I really like, do you have this, Todd? Why I really like what we just talked about. Listen to this individual and kind of just see if you can grasp. First is the president, then he introduces this fella who was let out of prison. And you can just feel his exuberance for a second chance, which I don't know how we can't be anything but gratified for it. Listen to this.
Continue to make America great again.
Back it up a little bit from that, would you? The president introduced him. I don't know how we had just the tail end of that there.
A life of.
Here we go.
And my administration intends to fully fund and implement this historic law. It's happening, and it's happening fast, and it's a lot for some people to understand, and as soon as they understand it, they say, wow. Why didn't we do this a long time ago? And some of the great governors that are here with us today.
And, of course, he's talking about among them, Governor Burgum,
Go ahead, like to 15. I think it started at about 15 in that file. We can't get it. But
Gregory.
It's the one that Governor Bergen was talking about in our interview. Here he is.
Mine is real short. 2 months ago, I was in a prison cell, and I'm in the White House. That's continue to make America great again.
Let's continue to make America great again.
Pretty much says it all, right?
It does.
Standing O, too. You know?
Yeah, absolutely. But if you hear these stories, they really are heartwarming. The governor's absolutely right. One of the things we love doing on What's on Your Mind, in addition to talking about what we do day in and day out, which generally is keeping on top of what's in the news, giving you a voice on that, sharing our thoughts on things that happen, is taking your suggestions on things we should be talking about here in the program. We really do appreciate the opportunity to do that regularly. We had a listener not long ago said, I want to suggest a visit, Scott, on the program with the folks from the West River Vet Clinic in Hettinger. Their story is an amazing one. Started in the early 60s by Dr. Charles Euchre, a veteran who was in Iwo Jima. He went to vet school and was a traveling vet who covered a large area in southwestern North Dakota. Built one of the first clinics in the state. Over the decades, they are covering a clientele within a 125-mile radius of Hettinger, now with five doctors. And one of those doctors is Dr. Ethan Andrus, who joins us now to talk a little bit about the 50-year celebration anniversary of West River Vet Clinic in Hettinger, North Dakota. Dr. Andrus, how are you?
I'm very good. Good morning.
Thanks for taking a little time to chat with us today. We wanted to first congratulate you on 50 years. What a great story.
Yeah, it's been a exciting year, exciting 20 years for me in this community, and we've been around a long time.
So give me a little bit of that history that the listener was talking about back in the 60s starting this and having really no other like it in North Dakota. What's that ride been like?
Well, I came in 2000, so most of the stories that occurred, I have received secondhand through the veterinarians that were still around. Originally, when the clinic first started, Euchre moved here in the 1950s, and the clinic was eventually built in a different location than where we are now. There was four veterinarians that were partners in that practice, and it was in what was really the glory days of the beef industry and the expansion into the exotic breeds. And so they did a large amount of C-sections and such. And the story goes that Dr. Euchre at the time was a mobile veterinarian, and with the vast area that they covered, they traveled great distances. And he actually is said to have had two drivers at the time. They would work 12-hour shifts, and they would take turns shifting out as they came through town as he went from call to call. And he finally got to the point that his wife stepped in and said, either you're going to make a change or I'm going to make a change. And so at that point, he decided it was time to make that change, and they created one of the first haul-in facilities in North Dakota. And the clients were very apprehensive at first because they didn't know, it was a new experience. A lot of them didn't have trailers. They had to be brought in the back of trucks with stock racks. And so it was a very interesting time to get started. But they soon learned that they always had a veterinarian. They wouldn't have to wait hours for him to drive across the prairie. So that when this exotic breeds hit, they were prepared. And so they had lines of trucks that came in, lines of trailers that came in, and they were able to serve all that many clients.
Boy, those are neat stories, aren't they? On how something begins and the blood, sweat, and tears to get it going. And of course, someone that was a veteran that was at Iwo Jima, you would expect to have that kind of stamina and work ethic, I guess, right?
Yeah, they talk about, back in that time, even a lot of the clients would have planes that they would fly in, pick him up, fly back to the farm. A lot of the ranchers that were 100 miles away didn't have access during parts of the year, road conditions. And so there's a lot of things they had to do on a almost experimental basis to get things done.
And it sounds like that is a tradition that's carried on with the rest of the doctor since, huh?
Yeah, and in the as everyone knows in the ag industry, we have the ups and downs of the ag markets, and the clinic has faced all of those challenges through the years with our customers. And so it's been when they're suffering, we're suffering, and when they're successful, we're successful. And you know, it's there's a passion of all of us for our customers that makes us successful.
Yeah, that's neat. Now, Dr. Uecker passed away a few years ago, right?
Yep, he passed away. He had a good retirement. You know, at least he had was able to enjoy that for a number of years. Dr. Berg, who was here with him and started with the clinic in 1968 and 69, you know, he only experienced a year of retirement before he passed away. And I happened to purchase out his shares of the practice.
By the way, that's Rick Berg's father. Right, Dr.
Yeah.
Bert Berg was Rick's dad. Yeah, and so you know, just a neat history of good folks that are out there helping in Hedinger, North Dakota. What, how, you know, over those 50 years now, and you mentioned you came in 2000, but you know the history well. You've shared it with us well, which is interesting. How has your business changed?
The probably the biggest change in my career is the change and the emphasis on pets. As when I first started, pets were an animal that were part of your household, but now the pets have become family. And so our practice has changed from, you know, a predominantly large animal practice to a true mixed animal practice. And it's kind of hard to believe, but in a town like Hedinger, where we're extremely rural, our practice is almost 50% small animal, dogs and cats, versus 50% cattle when it comes to service work. And that's
wow.
The biggest change.
Yeah, that is, and I forget, I saw a number not long ago, but the average annual expenditure, the total annual expenditures on pets is just astronomical in the U.S. It's a huge business, so you're right, it's amazing how it goes, continues to go up. How about on the farm and ranch side? How is it different?
A lot of that, what I'm seeing as a trend is when I first started, that was also a lot more financially driven. And now I do see a trend to having more of attachment to the animals. You know, they used to be more of a number, where now people have they've always had a passion and a compassion, but it's more so now. Our herds are either getting bigger or smaller. So we have our extremely big herds, and then we also have our herds that are more, where more people are working in town, more wives are working in town. So the income on the farm is being offset by some in-town labor as well.
Very interesting. We're talking today to someone celebrating 50 years along with a fellow doctor. Five doctors now?
We've got five full-time doctors, and then we have two that work part-time.
And a great story today, Dr. Ethan Andrus with us, talking about the history of the West River Vet Clinic in Hedinger, celebrating 50 years of service and serving clientele now within about 125-mile radius of Hedinger. How often are you out, at the farm and ranch, like things started way back in the 60s with Dr. Uecker? Is it much more where the animals come to you, or are you out there quite a bit yet?
It's we're out a lot. Like this time of the year, we're into calving season, and that's almost all haul-in. We have, on average, 2 to 3 veterinarians that are out of the clinic all day, out in the service area doing herd work. And so almost all the herd work is still done out in the country. And then we make sure that we have usually two doctors in the clinic serving small animal clients. And then we usually have a third doctor, like this time of the year, that is available for emergencies. The calving calls come in and the uterine prolapses and all the emergency stuff. We have someone that's available to make sure we can take care of all those customers.
When you have a clinic like you do in Hedinger, North Dakota, and clientele in 125 miles, that's family, right?
Absolutely. Our customers are, we have lunch with them when we're in the country. We worry about their operation. It's a great experience.
Wonderful. Well, thanks for sharing a little bit of the story with us today. We appreciate learning about it. Our best to everyone on the 50th anniversary at the clinic.
Much.
You bet. Thank you. Appreciate it. West River Vet Clinic in Hedinger, North Dakota. Today on What's On Your Mind, Chris Burke and his point of view. Next.
At the University of Mary, we consider your success to be our success. complete your bachelor's degree, earn a graduate degree, or enhance your skills with a certificate while you excel in your career. Our evening and online classes are designed to fit the schedules of working adults. Classes start May 6th. Learn more at umary.edu/may. It's umary.edu/may. Or call the university at 701-355-8030.
Celebrate today, or any day, with North Dakota Sweet Crude, Old Man Wider's 100-year-old smokehouse moonshine recipe. The smooth, premium, unrefined liqueur is the essence of North Dakota's rugged spirit. The perfect liqueur for family traditions, toasts, friends, or to share in front of a warm, intimate fire. Treat someone you know with a special day. And every day is special with North Dakota Sweet Crude. Ask for it by name at your local off sale or online at crudespirits.com.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer and see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading-edge EcoBlue engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Reminder, we have Chris Christie Monday on his new book, Let Me Finish. Love that title. Let Me Finish! Got to yell it a little bit. You know, Trump, the Kushners, Bannon, New Jersey, and the power of in-your-face politics. If you have a question for him, get it to us, because you could win a copy of his book. We're going to give one away. Let Me Finish, Chris Christie's book. You'll be here Monday on the program tomorrow. The man behind the GoFundMe account to build that wall. Why wait for the government? Let's just get her done. Ourselves, for crying out loud. Might as well. Also to come this week, more on Distracted Driving Month. They're looking for you. Lots of extra enforcement going on, so remember that, friends. Okay? Brought to you in part today by our friends at MyPillow, where if you call right now today, you get 30% off and no shipping on the Giza Dream Sheets. Are they great or what?
You can also go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. The one and only Chris Berg is here from 630 Point of View, 630 on KX4, 930 on West Dakota Fox. Watch it tonight. Hello, Chris. How are you?
Doing outstanding, man. How are you?
Good. I want to ask you about a topic that this listener wants to ask us about that we just chatted with Governor Burgum about first up this morning on prison reform. But let's find out Larry's take first. Larry, what's on your mind?
Good morning. See, I have, there's people that take advantage of people that come out of the prison system. I had an employee that had been in prison, came out, and when he came to work for me, he was making one-third less after working 2 years for this employer than what they were paying brand new hires. Also, along with that, he was required to have his housing approved where he lived in that. And those people renting those apartments and that, he was paying $800 a month, and I would have never in my life put somebody in a housing like that. It's hard enough for him coming out, let alone being taken advantage of.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. I'd hope the exact opposite would happen. Larry, thanks for sharing that story. Good reminder for everybody. Is this prison reform by the president, by Governor Burgum, the First Lady, specifically targeting people with addictions who maybe have been the subject of mandatory minimum sentences, giving them a fresh start if they opt in and do recovery? Is that a good idea, Chris? You support it?
As far as like getting them out early and whatnot, or
yeah, just the reforms, just to say, hey, we've got a lot of people in prison, and a lot of them are offenses that were long because of mandatory minimums. A lot of them were due to addictions. Issues related to, substance abuse. So if you get help, you'll get out early. Is that a good idea?
Absolutely. I mean, Sheriff Laney out of Cass County often said, look, incarceration is not rehabilitation. He said, look, we've got guys that we're working with some really bad hombres, as President Trump would say, right, in these jails. And it's not the people that often are addicted. So we don't know how to go in there and be the psychologist or the counselor, if you will, to help get these people off addiction. And he's been a big proponent, as well as I am, is, hey, what can we do to ensure that hopefully it never starts, but when they do get addicted, we need a much better system in place to help them get clean, get back out in the workforce, and be productive citizens rather than just locking them up and not giving them any opportunity or counseling to get better.
Exactly right. Give them some hope. Give them a job. Help, and obviously, you got to trust but verify, but I don't think you write them off because of the convictions at all. Couldn't agree anymore. Texter says, did North Dakota change the law that allows food stamps and housing to be removed after a drug conviction? My stepdaughter was convicted 5 or 6 years ago of a drug conviction. She lost her schooling, also housing and food stamps, for a first-time conviction. Says her charges were dropped, but she lost all of it. She was going to a nursing school and actually ended up homeless, sleeping in hospital waiting rooms with a baby. Yikes. I don't know about that, but we can check into that as well. Just, I think, some examples of where the reform is necessary. Next topic, I want to play you something that you know full well was said because you played it on your program last night. It is Joe Biden, at the time Vice President of the United States, swearing in Heidi Heitkamp with her husband next to her and son and daughter alongside as well. Listen close.
Spread your legs, you're going to be frisked. Drop the hand. You say that to somebody in North Dakota, they think it's a frisk. Drop the hand to the side, you're in trouble, right?
Spread your legs, you're going to be frisked, said Joe Biden to Heidi Heitkamp. I don't know that I need any other commentary from Joe Biden to know he's not fit to be president. How about you?
Yeah, I mean, again, I don't know if this stuff completely disqualifies people. I mean, I don't know the context of those words or whatnot. It clearly sounds very inappropriate there. We played some video last night. I mentioned this yesterday. If you want to go check out just an unbelievable Twitter thread that a person put together of creepy Uncle Joe, where, I mean, he's, I hate to even say this out loud, Scott, but he's got his hands on young girls in places that it just shouldn't be. And you can see he's doing things he shouldn't be doing. And for Heidi Heitkamp to go on a national television show on Sunday and back up Biden's statement about how he feels like he's never done anything inappropriate, there are tens, if not 20, if not 50 videos out there that demonstrate that he is clearly, I mean, I don't know about you, Scott. Do you go around sniffing people's hair? I don't.
No. And by the way, his statement basically said he sniffs hair. I'm an affectionate person and I've given lots of hugs and, he's owning it.
which is just bizarre. Really, what's interesting about this to me is one thing. The contrast to how Heidi Heitkamp and the Democrats treat Joe Biden over this versus how they did Judge Kavanaugh, right? Very interesting. You know, his accusers were believed, and there was no video there. There were, you know, decades-old allegations. These people...
Right, but even Lucy Flores says, hey, this doesn't raise the level of a Me Too, you know, assaults. You know, the allegations against Brett Kavanaugh were obviously assault allegations.
Well, but my point is they discount this, they didn't discount that, even if they are at a different level, I think. I don't know. What are you doing tonight, real quick?
We got a great show in store. It's got to be too fast. Just tune in and join us. It'll be fantastic.
You'll love it. See you tomorrow, folks. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Austin Langley of Warwick. Backed by popular demand, the North Dakota Soybean Council is sponsoring a See for Yourself program to Portland, Oregon, July 8th through the 12th, for North Dakota soybean producers to see their checkoff dollars at work. Learn about checkoff investments in rail and water transportation, soy biodiesel, new uses for soy, and tour shipping ports where North Dakota soybeans leave for Asia. Experience firsthand the systems in which the North Dakota Soybean Council invests to ensure market stability for your soybeans. If selected, airfare, lodging, and most meals will be reimbursed. North Dakota soybean farmers are invited to apply to participate in the See for Yourself program by April 8th. Log on to NorthDakotaSoybean.org and apply today.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.